Chapter 1. Introductory. When Thales was asked what was difficult, he said, "To know oneself." And what was easy? To advise another. Marcus Aurelius counseled, "Let another pray. Save thou my child, but do thou pray. Let me not fear to lose him." Few of us are likely to attain this level. Few, perhaps, aspire to do so. Nevertheless, the training which falls short of producing complete self-control may yet accomplish something in the way of fitting us, by taking the edge off our worry, to react more comfortably to our surroundings, thus not only rendering us more desirable companions, but contributing directly to our own health and happiness. Under the ills produced by faulty mental tendencies, I do not include cancer and the like. This inclusion seems to me as subversive as the laws of nature, as the cure of such disease by mental treatment would be miraculous. At the same time, serious disorders surely result from faulty mental tendencies. In this category, we must include, for example, hypochondria, a disturbance shown by undue anxiety concerning one's own physical and mental condition. This disorder, with the allied fears resulting from the urgent desire to be always absolutely safe, absolutely well, and absolutely comfortable, is capable, in extreme cases, of so narrowing the circle of pleasure and of usefulness that the sufferer might almost as well have organic disease. Neurasthenia, nervous prostration, has for its immediate exciting cause some overwork or stress of circumstance. But the sufferer, not infrequently, was already so far handicapped by regrets for the past, doubts for the present, and anxieties for the future. By attention to minute details, and by unwillingness to delegate responsibilities to others, that he was exhausted by his own mental travail, before commencing upon the overwork which precipitated his breakdown. In such cases, the occasion of the collapse may have been his work, but the underlying cause was deeper. Many neurasthenics who think they are all run down are really all wound up. They carry their stress with them. Among the serious results of faulty mental habit must be included also the doubting folly, folie du doute. The victim of this disorder is so querulously anxious to make no mistake that he is forever returning to see if he has turned out the gas, locked the door, and the like. In extreme cases, he finally doubts the actuality of his own sensations, and so far succumbs to chronic indecision as seriously to handicap his efforts. This condition has been aptly termed a spasm of the attention. The apprehensive and fretful may show, in varying degree, signs of either or all these conditions. According as circumstance may direct their attention. Passing from serious disorders to minor sources of daily discomfort, there are few individuals so mentally gifted that they are impervious to the distress occasioned by variations of temperature and of weather, to the annoyance caused by criticism, neglect, and lack of appreciation on the part of their associates, to active resentment, even anger.